Truly, Hajj is a second birth for the Muslims, a birth which is the beginning of a new human life. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Harju. Hajj is a ritual pilgrimage to Mecca. It is the largest gathering of people in the world every year, and one of the five pillars of Islam, a religious duty that must be carried out by every able-bodied Muslim who can afford to do so at least one in his or her lifetime. The state of being physically and financially capable of performing the Hajj is called istitaah, and Muslims who fulfill this condition is called a mustati. The Hajj is a demonstration of the solidarity of the Muslim people and their submission to God. The pilgrimage occurs from the 8th to the 12th of Dhu-l-Hijjah, the 12th and the last month of the Islamic calendar. Because the Islamic calendar is a lunar calendar, 11 days shorter than the Gregorian calendar used in the Western world, the Gregorian date of the Hajj changes from year to year. Ihram is the name given to the spiritual state in which Muslims live while on the pilgrimage.
Mali Museum collection is devoted to those who are interested in research by providing a specialized library which includes a range of different books and articles according to the numismatics and archaeology and history. This collection is divided into two main parts. First part in pre-Islamic coins and Islamic ones. Also, we have coins which was minted in Achaemenian era through those in the reign of Alexander and Seleucids, and also Persian ones and Sassanid ones. In this collection, according to its goals, we are trying to introduce the history of coinage in Iran through different coins we have and we are exhibited in this museum. We believe that the function of this museum is not only to present a valuable treasure of coins and paper monies, but also to attract researchers and those who are interested in the history of coinage and issuing paper money. In this museum also we have a collection of paper money which was issued in Iran from Qajarian era to the new ones. Now we are waiting to see you in this museum. The address is a fourth kilometer of Tehran-Karaj Highway, Iran Park, and this museum is open from Saturday till Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We are waiting you.
Welcome back. We've reached that part of our program where we would like to introduce an Islamic site to you. Our Islamic site for this week is South African Quran Union. So if you guys have any sites such as these that you've seen in our program, please don't hesitate and send them to us and we will introduce it on our program. Stay tuned for the rest of the show.
The South African Quran Union coordinates and hosts Quranic programs and activities throughout the country, which includes the annual National Quran Awards. The hosting of international dignitaries and Quran specialists in South Africa, weekly programs at various mosques, Quranic literacy programs, as well as a special youth development program. The organization consists of dedicated individuals that include some prominent local ulama and students of the Quran. The South African Quran Union is a non-governmental organization that focuses on developing Muslims by imparting essential knowledge regarding the various disciplines of Quranic knowledge. The group further serves as a body which coordinates activities between Quranic institutions, Quran reciters, scholars, memorizers, and enthusiasts, thereby creating a platform of interaction and Quranic revitalization.
This is to introduce the South African Quran Union and its activities. South African Quran Union is an organization that's involved with the propagation and the teaching of the Quran and the hosting of Quran programs throughout the country of South Africa. Based in Cape Town, the organization has invited and hosted quite a number of prominent Quran experts and reciters and scientists from various parts of the world, including Indonesia, Malaysia, Iran, Egypt, Turkey, Pakistan, and other parts of the world as well, to the country in order to promote and to propagate the message of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, through the grace of Almighty God, this particular organization has also, from all its activities, it has established a school for the memorization of the Holy Quran, focusing particularly on children to memorize and to learn the recitation of the Quran from the age of 3. Then, apart from that, and one of the biggest activities of the organization, or something that stands out in its annual calendar, is the National Quran Award, and this has been taking place since 2005. This particular award, or it is rather, it is known as a competition as well. It features the male competitions in different categories, age categories, in terms of tilawa, the recitation of the glorious Quran. And it has been started from provincial and thereafter national level. This year, in September 2013, the competition will be taking more added features will be put onto this competition, in the sense that now, apart from having the male section of the competition in its various categories, the age categories, it will now also feature a female section to the competition, where females will be given the opportunity to recite and to compete with each other on this particular platform. Apart from that also, very significantly this year, for the first time, the competition would invite and accommodate foreign reciters inside the competition as participants. And with that, we have for the first, this is obviously the initial stage of the competition, we will now be having reciters from the local or from the immediate neighboring countries that will be participating in this event. Then a very special thing also that we have introduced to with the competition, and also it only started from this year, and that competition will in fact be taking place within the next week. And this is when we will be having a champs of champs category, meaning that all the top reciters, the winning reciters for the last 3 years or so, will be competing with each other in a special category. And that just basically sums up the competition and what it will entail. The competition, obviously, as we have with most of the national, international type of competition, it draws expertise from a number of prominent Quran experts from different parts of the world.
In essence, Hajj is a man's evolution towards Allah, his return to him. It is a symbolic demonstration of the philosophy of creation of Adam, the first man. To further illustrate this, it may be stated that the performance of Hajj is a simultaneous show or exhibit of many things. It is a show of creation. It is a show of history. It is a show of Islamic ideology. It is a show of Ummah, the community of Muslims, and most of all, unity. Malcolm X, an American civil rights activist, describes the sociological atmosphere he experienced at Hajj as follows. There were tens of thousands of pilgrims from all over the world. They were of all colors, from blue-eyed blondes to black-skinned Africans. But we were all participants in the same ritual, displaying a spirit of unity and brotherhood that my experiences in America had led me to believe never could exist between the white and the non-white. America needs to understand Islam because this is one of the religion that erases from its society the problem of race. You may be shocked by these words coming from me, but on this pilgrimage, what I've seen and experienced has forced me to rearrange much of my thoughts patterns previously held.
بوی بال فرشته می آید. بوی بال فرشته می آید. آسمان در تصرف پیک است. این که می جوشد از زبان دلم واژه آشنای لبیک است.
از غروبی غریب آمده ام به امید شکفتن فردا، از کویر سکوت آمده ام به تمنای جوشش دریا، از غروبی غریب آمده ام به امید شکفتن فردا، از کویر سکوت آمده ام به تمنای جوشش دریا، آمدم تا که مرهمم باشد چشم سار زلال زمزم تو، زیر باران ناودان طلا بشکفت گونه هایم از غم تو، بشکفت گونه هایم از غم تو.
Reflect on the duty of Hajj, we notice that God has enriched it with meaning of all sorts. He wants man to hoard through worship. Hajj compromises fasting in one way and prayers in another. Also, Hajj includes one type of zakat as a means of openness to God and to all signs that symbolize the movement of man's struggle against all injustice and deviation. This suggests that God wants man through Hajj to experience a spiritual and dynamic journey represented by the practical side of man's life, which makes him, after returning from Hajj, render general concepts acquired to practical steps and employ them as a methodology in all aspects of life. Welcome back. We have a very interesting artistic report for you guys, so stay tuned.
Hi to dear viewers. I'm Akram Ghulami. I learned to weave carpet when I was very young. Besides this craft, I took up other fields of art, such as calligraphy, painting, photography, and at times poetry and story writing. In fact, I was looking for an art which could give this whole feeling to me in one piece. I found it in weaving tableau carpet, which is an authentic Iranian art. I got the feeling from painting, calligraphy, or even telling poems by weaving tableau carpets. I would like to thank my dear mother, who taught me this art, and I kiss her hand as a sign of my gratitude. I also thank my father, because if it weren't for his support, I definitely could not reach here. This exhibition, entitled Wage, is sponsored by Ivan Gallery, in which 30 tableau carpets themed Quranic verses, landscape, portrait, and miniature. The tableau carpets in this exhibition are woven in original, modern, European, and rural styles. These 30 tableaus are the fruits of 3 consecutive years of hard work. And some women from the Ilam province helped me out in weaving these carpets. I did my best to infuse these works with art and designs that are picked from the best designs. The designing in some of these tableaus are inspired from designs by Master Mahmoud Fashtian, titled Fragrance of Love, Angel of the Unseen World, and Generosity, which are woven in 60 rows. I can say these works took hard work and a lot of time, but finally I managed to accomplish them by the grace of God. In this authentic Iranian art, the modern weaving style differs from the traditional and the old style. In the traditional style, the colors formed a contrast, hence the carpet weaver would undergo a lot of difficulties to finish the carpet. As you can see right now, these colors are used in a special row, namely from the darkness to the light and vice versa. That's why we specify a number for each of these colors to prevent any error resulting from optical illusion. This technique paves the way for the weaver, and I even number the bowstring designs. I mean, I have differentiated every 10 bowstrings. This exhibition was held to showcase authentic Iranian art and its merger with the modern European forms of the art.
Welcome back. We hope you've enjoyed the program so far. And we would like to read our emails from our dear viewers, starting with Fatima, who emailed saying, "The program about respect to elders was great. Thanks for the program. I think we all need reminders such as this." Our second email is from Tayeba, who emailed saying, "I have a suggestion about one of the future topics. Hijab would be very useful and very interesting in the topics for the future." And our third email is from Nazanin, who emailed saying, "The topics for the program are great. Thank you so much." And lastly, we have an email from Ali saying, "Can you guys please cover some episodes on different cities in Iran?" Thank you so much for your emails. We really appreciate reading them along with your suggestions and comments. So please don't hesitate. We're looking forward to read them and change our program however you guys like and make it more applicable for the viewers. Regarding our schedules, our timings, anything about the program that you would like to know further information about, you can visit our site at english.sahartv.ir.
Last Saturday, the host of Islamic Studies, Ejaz Hussain, had guest Sayyid Salman Naghavi in the studio to discuss the educational system set in place in Islam. This will be a multiple-part topic on the show, so please stay tuned to future episodes for the continuation of this interesting topic. Saturday night on Weekly Digest, the host of the show, Chris Bambry, discussed the dire economic situation in Portugal. With 16% unemployment, the Troika is in control of that country's economy. A high majority of skilled and educated workers are emigrating abroad. Education Secretary Michael Gove said that the UK citizens who rely on food handouts do so because they aren't able to manage their finances, not because of the slumping economy. His comments have earned negative feedback from politicians. More than 500,000 Britons have turned to food banks. Last Monday on Spectrum Iran, my colleague Hamid Sharafi focused on the Sacred Defense Week, the annual commemoration of the 1980 to 1988 imposed Iraqi war on Iran. Special ceremonies were held across the nation to pay homage to the sacrifices and bravery of the Iranian youth who defended their country. In view of the importance of the occasion, my colleague decided to dedicate this episode of Spectrum Iran to remember the sacrifices and memories of the 8-year imposed war. Joined in the studio was Brigadier General Dr. Mohammad Hassan Nami, Deputy Chief of the Preservation of Sacred Defense Values and Works Foundation. Last Wednesday on Center Stage, Bahadur Bijani discussed Egypt's interim president extended a nationwide state of emergency by 2 months. 2 years after the revolution in Tunisia, the threat of political assassinations has become commonplace. Arms and ammunition trafficking from Libya to the Syrian Arab Republic by sea and air is still a problem. To talk about the Middle East last week, they had two top guests, Mr. Salim Swaleh, a professional journalist, and in this studio, Kaveh Afrasiabi, an established expert and political analyst in Boston.
Well, we've come to the end of our program. Hopefully it was enjoyable. And please don't forget to send us suggestions, questions, comments, any feedback regarding our program. It will hopefully make our program more interesting for you viewers. So thank you so much once again for watching our program, and stay tuned for our programs next week. Thank you and take care.